The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, we're live. And we have a very special program for you, one that is going to be, you know, kind of interesting from the fact that we're all worried about what, checking out of the life a little too soon. And we do that way too often from heart problems and strokes and things of that nature. And that's going to be the top of it. But, you know, we're going to tie this all into what's going on in our world. It's important that you have the data, you have the information that you can help yourself. And obviously that's why we continue to do the program and give you these very salient points of information. But, you know, when we talk about prevention, when we talk about particularly the heart and the brain, and we worried about, you know, dropping dead yesterday or worse, being paralyzed and impaired, those are the things that, you know, we want to know, how do we prevent them? And that's going to be kind of the focus of really what we're going to go after. We're going to tell you what happens, but we're going to also tell you what you may be doing that you think is helpful, but it's not so helpful. But who better? You know, my interest has always been in what the body can do itself and the things that make it up, the energetics, the neurological platforms, the biochemistry, and how they all go hand in glove. But my friend and a master at this, somebody who I have tremendous respect for, than Dr. Zhang. Welcome, my friend.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Good morning, Dr. Rozelle. Good morning, everybody in the front of radio.
So we're going to talk about a problem that is very significant, one that kills or causes impairment to way too many people. And in so many cases, it's avoidable. I mean, the situation is we want to live as long as we possibly can.
Correct.
But we want to live without being stopped or impaired or restricted and not have to worry about our health. But unfortunately, if you want to see the end result of people's lives before they die, all you have to do is take a walk in a nursing home and you can see these poor people who've had strokes and they can't do anything with their bodies, or they've had heart attacks or heart disease and they can't function. So this is an important subject. Dr. Zhang, I'm going to ask you this. How many people, you know, really have to worry, and I'm asking it from a different platform, have to worry about really truly having a heart problem that can cause them serious trouble? Or
I would say anybody above 30 years old, you had to worry about a heart attack, heart disease, because there's a lot of underlying the risk factors. Especially right now, the lifestyle changed a lot compared before. So that's why you see a lot of news on the radio or on the news. It's okay, the young guy died suddenly. So we had especially a lot of stress pattern changed, lifestyle change. All these kind of reasons can make it, we consider if you're above 30, you have to be careful for your heart health. So just like you said, we want a good quality life. That's why we want to prevent the disease. Today's topic, which we talk about more about from a Chinese medicine standpoint, how can we prevent heart disease and upper stroke? So speaking of Chinese medicine disease, actually 1,000 years ago, Chinese medicine is designed for preventing problems and instead of treating problems. So that's an old book called Huang Di Nei Jing. It's a very, very old book. It's the first Chinese medicine book in Chinese history. It's 1,000 years old. So it said, okay, the best doctors not to treat patient, not to find a problem to treat a patient. The best doctor is to tell patient how to prevent a disease.
And that's, you know, that's one of the things that Eastern medicine, meaning Chinese medicine and Eastern culture, has way over this country, that they look at lifestyle to prevent a problem. We look at medicine to prevent a problem in this country. Here, take this drug, take this statin, take this blood thinner, take aspirin, you know, to prevent clotting. The question should become, what is it, what are you doing in your lifestyle that is potentially causing those problems? I'm going to remind people of something that's happening that most of them are not aware of. You said that anybody above 30 or 30 years old and over, and, you know, most people would say, oh my God, 30 year old, what do they have to worry about heart attack and stroke? But the truth of it is, going back to Vietnam era, which is in the 60s, what they were finding on autopsy with soldiers is that young soldiers in their, above 18 years old, in their 20s, they already had cardiovascular disease. They already had clotting. They already had heart problems. They already had things. You know, when you think about that, it shouldn't be that way, but that's the situation. So we have to go back and ask the question, why? What's going on? And that's what we're going to talk about right now.
Yes. So just now you did talk about, you know, the patient. I have so many patients told me, okay, I use my aspirin to prevent my heart disease. I use the warfarin to protect, to prevent my heart, the vessel, the clotting. I said, you know, if I'm so confused, I will never ever agree use West medicine to prevent disease, because there's a drug. The drug, if you want to prevent something, you do not want to cause the other problems. So that's why you use a natural way to prevent, to do something for yourself and cause no harm, no the other issues to cause the health problems, right? So that's why before we talk about this kind of preventing the heart disease or stroke, because today I will talk more, a lot about the Chinese medicine way. So there will be a lot of words as from Chinese medicine words. So it's a little bit hard to understand. So I try my best to explain myself, you know, clear. You know, it's the best way you come to my lecture Wednesday night. So I have some diaphragm. I have some pictures. I have something to show you in front of you. And if you understand, you can ask questions immediately. And that will give you more, a much, much better understanding.
Sorry, for today, I'll translate for you anyway. So it's no problem.
Okay. We'll try.
But this Wednesday evening, we're back in office, doing our in-house continuing education classes, and Dr. Zhang will be our presenter. So this coming Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. Give us a call, 703-698-7117, and register for the class. Or you can do it online. Very simply, go to rosellcare.com and hit the tab, register, and we'll confirm with you. Love to have you as our guest. And as Dr. Zhang said, you're going to have the ability to really see what he's talking about and be able to take home some salient information. So please join
us. Correct. So Chinese medicine based upon Chinese philosophy. So if you want to learn or if you don't know about Chinese medicine, you have to know Chinese philosophy, for example, yin and yang, five elements. Okay, don't be confused. I'll explain a little bit more later on. Okay, just to give a general idea right now. So yin and yang, five elements, and inside, outside, top down, and a flame, and also this, when I say flame, it's not only talk about the flame you cough out, but also the invisible flame. So I'll tell you later on about that too. Okay.
So that's where people are going to get confused because, you know, you're talking about phlegm and, you know, we think about phlegm as something that's coming out of our nose or our mouth. And in Eastern medicine, it's very different than that. And you talk about, you know, five elements. Five elements really have to do. It's a philosophical look at how environmental impact from water and metal and earth and fire and so forth. But it's very interesting. And Dr. Zhang has the ability with charts in front of him to be able to explain that in detail. So you'll really get it. But join him. It'll be fun.
Yeah. So if you understand my five elements, all the philosophy first, and then you will very, very easy understand why the heart problem can be related to the liver, the heart problem can be related to the kidney, and the heart problem can be related to the small intestine. So I'll give you more. So so if you miss my first part, someone missed my first part, it's very hard to understand the second part anyway. So, okay. So five elements is about a fire, earth, metal, water, and wood, right? So these five elements, and it creates everything. These five elements have a relationship with each other, and some can be mother, some can be son. For example, wood promotes fire, fire promotes earth, earth promotes metal, metal promotes water, water promotes wood. Okay? And this is a circle. It's a circle. Wood, fire, earth, metal, water. So talk about this.
So hang on just a second. So when, just as a Westerner, you know, people are listening and says, you know, what does that got to do with my health? And so what he hasn't told you is that each one of these elements has an organ system that's related to it. And so when you talk about there's a creative cycle, I mean, there's a certain things that potentiate, perpetuates another element downstream, or an organ system and so forth. You know, you mentioned something about the liver affecting the heart, and you know, I'm going to tell a little bit of a story that will that'll help. And my mother died way too soon. She was about 75 years old, but otherwise she was in good health, and she came down with pneumonia. And when we found her, she was sitting in her chair, and she basically went to sleep and never woke up again. She was reading a book and the like. She, next to her, she had a bottle of Cotylenol. But like some of these old Italian women, they used to warm up their chest with a cup of coffee and a little bit of brandy or a little bit of whiskey in it. And so she had that sitting there. We found her the coffee and there was some brandy in it. As they wanted to warm their chest. But on the label with the Tylenol says, do not take with alcohol, big black label. So what happens is when the liver, and this is what I want our audience to understand, is when the liver becomes congested and not working the way it's supposed to, not clearing, it will suppress the heart. And the heart will go to sleep, basically. It'll stop working. And that's what Dr. Zhang was talking about. Go ahead. Now it's yours. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. So the wood is the liver of fire, is the heart, stand for heart. And the wood is spleen, and the metal is the lung, and the kidney is water. So when I talk about water, I want to let you know. So what the kidney is, a water in the body. The heart is a fire in the body. So you have to balance heart and water. That's why so many people, and they have the kidney issues, then it causes heart issue. And they have heart issues called kidney issue too. And also, there's some people, even though before get a problems, they have some symptoms. For example, our patient have the you know, always have liver swelling, liver, the eyelids swelling, eye when they wake up in the morning. So the eye liver swelling there. They went to the medical doctor, nothing wrong with that. And then you could do a lot of different kind of doctors, cardiologists, the stress test, the echocardium is all
so
normal.
We're gonna get into that. And the thing is that you have to remember with blood testing is that it shows damage. It doesn't show loss of function. We're gonna talk more about that, but we're coming up to a break. My guest today is Dr. Zhang. He'll be your host, your presenter this Wednesday evening at the Rizal Center for Healing. We're talking about cardiovascular problems, how to prevent them, and strokes and how to prevent those. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. Indeed, we are. My guest today, Dr. Xinglong Zhang, one of the people that I respect the most in our practice, doctor of Oriental medicine, an acupuncturist, a chiropractor. I mean, this man's got it all together. He's amazing. If you'd like to talk to him today or me or ask a question, all you got to do is call right now at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Dr. Zhang is going to be our presenter this Wednesday evening. We're talking about heart and we're talking about the brain from a place of heart attack and stroke. But mostly, what do you do about it to prevent it? Mm-hmm. We don't want you to drop over and when things could have been much more simply resolved if you had the information. This Wednesday evening, you will get that data. You will understand really the impact of how things work. Dr. Zhang, welcome back.
Thank you.
You were talking a little earlier about the balance of things, positive and negative. In Chinese medicine, you call it yin and yang. And you pronounce it a little differently, but for our readers or listeners, that's more descriptive. So, but this, you know, when we talk about the heart particularly, The yin-yang balance, the balance, the positive-negative balance, that has to do with the small intestine, the smaller gut, the small intestine, and it has an impact on the heart. Why? Why is that? Why are those two related?
You know, that's a great question. That's a big question. So we want to talk about the heart and the small intestine relationship. I have to talk about a little bit about acupuncture. So acupuncture, what is acupuncture? So that same thing again is the old Chinese book. Why the Chinese medicine people, the doctor think why people are alive? Because every organ has every organ's energy. We call the qi or, you know, the circulation there. Every organ has every organ's energy moving a specific pathway. We call it meridian. So there's a lot of points on the top of the meridian. We call it acupuncture points.
So, meridians, right? They're meridians. Channels. They're meridians. And these are unseen channels. They're ones that – and the Japanese, by the way, many years ago, injected them with radioisotope. And they were actually following them, and they could see them on the map.
But they don't, as people ask me, what is a meridian? Actually, nobody knows what's that. If I know, I would be more famous. But nobody knows. It's not a lymphatic system, not a nerve system, not a vessel. It's just there. It's just there. Okay. So different organ has different meridian. Different meridian follow different pathway. Okay. So your heart meridian start with your fingers. Same thing. Well, your small intestine, large intestine also start your fingers too. So in Chinese medicine, the book said the disease can cause by meridian blockage. So that means the meridian has been very, very strong related to specific organ. For example, right now we talk about heart and small intestine. So we have 12 meridians, major meridian in the whole body. So there are two and two couple each other, yin and yang. Talk about yin and yang pattern, two and two. We have to yin and yang balance each other. Heart and the small intestine balance each other. So from meridian side, small intestine's meridian goes all the way from the finger, all the way from the front arm, and there's the branches touch the heart too. So that's why sometimes you can see the patient complain to the small intestine problems. However, there's the reason is heart. So I do have more patient complain the heart issues when I ask the constipation, when I ask the gassy, when I ask this kind of the SIBO, the diarrhea. They do have the symptoms about that. So they've been treated by the other doctors for the heart issue. Nobody focused on small intestine, large intestine there. Patients never get better.
Now, so here's an interesting situation so our listeners could have a little bit of a better idea. Mm-hmm. You have a 24-hour clock. I'm going to do this as quickly as possible because we're coming up to the break. Mm-hmm. And each meridian, you said there was 12 of them, they have two-hour peaks. And the heart meridian is 11 o'clock in the morning, 11 to about 1 o'clock. Nothing's perfect. And then small intestines from 1 to 3. Interestingly enough, if you look at the statistics, somebody who has a heart attack, they start having that heart attack as the energy gets higher in the heart meridian late morning. Most of them die as they come into the afternoon because it's lingering. Some of them have major heart attacks and they die immediately, but some of them don't until that small intestine energy is at its highest peak, which is in the afternoon. It's an interesting statistic. If you go in and you look at the data, you know, you wonder why that takes place, why that, and that's the reason. It's the hand in glove. It's the coupled pattern of small intestine and heart together that causes the issue. You know, this is so fascinating. And so what we want to do is we want you to have that ability this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Dr. Zhang is going to show you these things. He's actually going to have display to be able to show you how this works, and you're going to really enjoy this. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. This is a fascinating program. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking about things that are very applicable.
Dr. Tom Rizal Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. Indeed, we are. My guest in studio today, none other than the master of Oriental Medicine, Dr. Qinglong Zhang. And we're talking about your brain and your heart from a place of stroke and heart attack and how to prevent it mostly and what you can do. He is our presenter at the Result Center for Healing this Wednesday, 7 p.m. coming up, and you're welcome to join us. We're back in the house. If we were, I was about to say back in the studio, but we're back in house at the Result Center, and this is an important topic. It's one that he's going to give you a lot of visuals. He can answer questions. We're all worried about our heart. We're all worried about our brains. Here's an opportunity to get the data that you need and to be able to prevent a stroke, to be able to prevent heart attack, and to really understand that it's about a balancing act. It's about, you know, what you do with your world that causes these things. So join us. All you have to do is call 703-698-7117 and register for the class, or go online at rosellecare.com and you can register there, and then we'll get back to you and we'll confirm your reservation. However, before we get going, want you to know you can call us here at 888-630-9625. And we do have somebody who's been extremely patient. Ingrid, thank you for being
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, doctor.
No problem. How can I help you? Yes, I hear you.
Yes, please. Yes, thank you. I have, last night it was horrible, leg cramps in my left leg often, and now I had it in both legs last night. It's very painful. What can I do?
Let me ask you a couple questions. Are you taking any kind of blood pressure medication?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so if you're taking a diuretic particularly, that could be causing the problem. It's going to take out. Yeah, that's a blocker. So your calcium metabolism is going to be off. So first thing that I would do is to tell you to make sure that you're drinking enough water during the day. If you're not doing that, then your body's going to cramp, particularly with those types of medications.
I see.
Also, a little bit of Himalayan sea salt or regular sea salt, but not regular table salt. Don't do that. That'll make things worse.
Right. I understand.
But what you want to do is you want to put maybe a quarter of a teaspoon of the Himalayan salt or sea salt in your diet throughout the day. But I want you to make sure that you're drinking half of your body weight in water in ounces during the day. So if you weigh 150 pounds or 130 pounds, divide that in half and get close to that and sip on it throughout the day. If you're drinking coffee, stop it, because that's going to pull things out of the body as well. But it's generally the medications that, particularly as we get older, that can cause a tremendous imbalance.
Yes, I'm 85.
Yeah. And it could
also, my feet are numb. They go numb.
So the other piece that can cause that is your low back. So if you have any kind of spinal stenosis that's causing the nerves to be compressed in the low back, you don't have to have back pain. You can end up having leg pain or a lot of cramping, and particularly when you change postures at nighttime. So if that's the case, you need to have that checked. Either way, we'll be happy to check you out and let you know if that's what it is. Give us a call, and let you know specifically what it is. But either one of those things can be dealt with specifically. But start with the water. Start with a little bit of Himalayan sea salt and see how that affects you. But more importantly, we're happy to help you any way that we can. Dr. Zhang, do you have anything to say on top of that?
So I want to say the last thing is, if you have leg cramps, so that means from Chinese medicine, also the conclusion, the calf muscle is the second heart. So, and also you had to focus the heart, to check your heart, if anything wrong there, to do some massage on the calf area, and to increase the blood pump, can resolve that problem too.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, people don't realize the intimacies of, you know, the heart and the kidney and the small intestine and how they work together. But also, we can break it down into what we were talking about with her, with the balance of minerals. You know, if certain medications will take certain things out and they will cause symptoms, and then we give a medication to treat the symptom, and then there's another symptom because of that, we give another medication. You know, I've seen patients walk into our office that started out with high blood pressure and cardiac problems, and there are 20 different medications, and I'm not exaggerating. It makes me crazy. Now they have all kinds of other problems and the predispositions to what we're talking about. Let's get back into the heart and you know, as what I want our listeners to understand understand, as we're talking about cardiovascular circulation, we're also talking about those things that affect the brain as well and can
yes.
cause inflammatory reaction and the like. And this is an important concept. So how about people who end up with their heart flipping around? They end up having a little bit of atrial fibrillation, or they end up with, you know, ventricular fibrillation, the lower chambers of the heart, they misfire, and they occur mostly at nighttime. What is there a difference between somebody says, I don't have any problem until nighttime, but at nighttime I got a problem?
Good question. So nighttime, because we talk about yin and yang again, we go back here. So the heart is yang, is nighttime supposed to very quiet. So that's why we talk about the time, you know, the 11 to 1 o'clock is a heart. The heart channel, heart energy goes to peak. So my recommendation for the people, if you want to protect your heart, prevent same thing, have a little nap during that time, a little nap from 11 to 13. So 11 to 1 p.m. that afternoon, a little nap, okay? No longer than 1 hour. So a lot of people have the problem at night because the heart at night, the heart yin and yang, the new 12 and the yang goes to peak. And yin come back, yin and yin all the way until midnight. So at midnight, your yin goes to peak. So you see, that's easy to see the diaphragm, you know, the pictures. So yin goes to peak. When at night, yin goes to peak because yang, the heart is yang, is your organ.
Hang on just a second. I want to give our listeners a understanding. You know, I'm sitting here, I'm very enthralled in what you're talking about because I understand it. But when I'm going to give them another concept of yin and yang. Yin is, in Western medicine, is the parasympathetic system of the body. It's the healing system of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Yang
mm-hmm.
is the fight-flight system. It's the one that you're using. You're constantly in a state of stress. You're fighting the tiger. And mm-hmm. so you want to keep those in balance. You want your body to heal, and you want the tiger to be put back in the cage at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And the daytime, you know, the tiger comes back out, but the yin now goes down. So when we're sleeping at night, yin is the highest. That's your parasympathetic. And in the daytime, it goes to sleep. Your yang comes out. Mm-hmm. So having said that, that's a little bit better of an explanation, at least for people who, you know, and I know a little bit, and you're so brilliant. Mm-hmm. You're going over these things. It's like, you know, you and I are having a beautiful conversation, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. So if your yin and yang not balanced at night, because yin is supposed to make me quiet, let you heal. If your yin and yang not balanced, the heart is a peak of the yang, and they fight too much at night. They fight too much at night, and then it's a lot of problems you can see at night too. At night.
So you're talking about somebody who's very stressed is going to have more of a problem because they can't calm their system down at nighttime.
Yeah. Correct. Exactly. So we talk about that. We talk about the kidney, adrenal, right? So from Chinese medicine, there's no adrenal, this word in the book. So the adrenal is kidney. Kidney is adrenal from Chinese medicine, the concept. So let's ask the questions. Nobody ever heard about the heart cancer, right? There's no heart cancer. Why? I don't know any explanation from a Western medicine doctor, but from Chinese medicine, they already give you the answer. Why? I'll tell you right now. So we talk about the five elements. Heart belongs to fire, right? Heart belongs to fire. Fire means it's very, very hot, very, very hot. Cancer cell will follow the blood, go to the heart. It's just like a fire go to the fire. It's died. It's died. That's why there's no heart cancer there. It's too hot, too hot. And if it's too hot, so that means we need something balanced too. So the water is the kidney, right? So that means if your kidney has too much water and then you suppress the heart, suppress the fire, that causes a lot of heart issues. And so, that's why we have to balance.
So the kidney and the adrenal system, so just for further explanation, that adrenal system, the adrenal gland sits on top of the kidney. So in Chinese medicine, they're both related to kidney energy or kidney channel, which you talked about earlier, the five elements is water element. And
yes.
So if those things are in, I'll use the term overdrive, they're constantly going, we're stressed like crazy, that water element gets too high, if you will, the energy gets too high, right? And it suppresses the fire, which is the heart. So that's why the heart has problems, because the body can't calm down at night.
Can't calm down. Yes. And also speak of heart, actually, I will talk about another word called the pericardium, which is the outline of the heart. Outline of the heart. If you want to prevent the heart issue or the stroke, the brain issue, whatever, so you have to know heart pericardium. So this also not only because Chinese medicine said that, but also Western medicine also did a lot of research. They found out the outline liner of the heart, because the vagus, there's a nerve, the vagus nerve goes there too, cause a lot of AFib or the, you know, this kind of heart issue.
So the heart itself has a covering. The covering is the pericardium.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that helps the heart move and contract and so forth. And it also attaches the big muscle that cuts us in half called the diaphragm. But as you said, the vagus nerve, which is a nerve from the brain, it's the 10th nerve in the brain, it's the 10th cranial nerve, attaches directly to the pericardium, correct? Is that what I heard?
Correct.
You say? Okay.
Correct. So that's why we have to teach you something to massage somewhere, to massage the ear or some part of the ear, to massage some points there, to make your vagus nerve function better.
So these are things that people can do themselves.
Absolutely. This is what could prevent. Yeah, absolutely.
So this Wednesday evening, Dr. Shaga is going to show you how to help yourself, how to balance it. So what the takeaway on this, and this is what I'm hearing, Dr. Zhang, is simply this, is that if we live in a state of stress all the time, if we live in a state of we're internalizing emotion all the time, and we're constantly in that reactive state where we're in a fight-flight reaction, we're causing damage to our cardiovascular system in our heart. Simply because it doesn't relax, it doesn't calm down. We can't go into a repair cycle, which is what we call a parasympathetic cycle, where we're constantly fighting the tiger. We're constantly either fighting it or we're running away from it. And it has to do with emotional states and not letting go of things and not being able to calm ourselves down. All of those things
relate
to stress pattern, right? Which is which is your yang, too much yang.
Too much yang, yes.
Too much yang. And then the system suffers because of that.
Yes. If there's too much yang, type of stroke, stroke has different kinds of stroke, right? It's a stagnation, the blood comes out of the vessel. If you have too much yang, that means your vessel cannot hold that much blood, and then you're broken. That's called stroke too. And also we talk about the flame. So invisible flames, that means the stagnation in the blood, the stagnation in the channel. So when I say stagnation in the blood, it's easy to understand that maybe a clot or maybe some thrombosis, but the stagnation in the channel causes more problem because a lot of people ignore that. You know, just why we do the needles. That's why acupuncture is so important. We use some needles to put a specific point to prevent and treat stagnation. So in European countries right now, I have some friends in Switzerland, the German, they have acupuncture clinic, and most of their patients as do preventative care through acupuncture, Chinese herb. It works so well.
So
he should cover that.
So what we're looking, and I know that you will cover that this Wednesday evening, but so when we're talking about, when you use the term stagnation, it simply means what it says. It means things aren't moving. They're kind of dead in the water, so to speak. They're not moving through the energy field. We can take it into Western terms. The blood isn't moving the way it's supposed to. When you say there's too much, I visualize a big tube going into a small tube, and the small tube isn't wide enough to handle the flow of all the water, the whatever it is. And in your world, we're calling it energy. And so subsequently, it puts a stress on that, and that's where people stroke out. They'll break a vessel, and
correct.
They'll increase the bleeding and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct. So same thing, the heart is the yang, is the source of yang in the whole body. So let's make sure we had to make sure to calm down the heart, do a lot of different things to prevent. I can teach you, for example, the five elements also have five colors too. So the red goes to heart.
Okay, we're going to hold on to that thought. We're coming up to a break that we have to take. This, I could talk to you about this all day long. This, this is an amazing program. You're going to have a, the ability to really hear from a master this Wednesday evening on cardiovascular and brain stroke, heart attack, and so forth, but more importantly, how to prevent it. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. My guest today, Dr. Qinglong Zhang. We'll be right back after some very, very important messages. Don't go away.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. Thank you. I appreciate it. This is the most enjoyable part of my week, where I get to educate you and give you things to think about, if you will, and, you know, bring on special guests like Dr. Zhang. You know, those of you who are on the West Coast, you get up pretty early to listen to this program, and I appreciate that, too. And those of you who are, you know, our protectors, our men and women in the military, thank you so very much for allowing us to have the freedom to do this. Without you, this would not be possible. Dr. Zhang, let's get into that. We were talking about the heart and its impact and so forth. And, you know, we talked a little bit about the stress. And I want to go back to that just a hair, the stress of life. And, you know, a lot of us chew on things and we don't let things go and we make judgments and we hold on to those judgments, and that can have a tremendous impact. So we never get to the place where we can heal. The heart doesn't heal, and then the cardiovascular system doesn't heal.
No.
How important is that? How often in from your platform, from your point of view, do you see that?
You know, so right, especially this area, especially right now, lifestyle, a lot of people have stress, emotion issues. And if you have stress, emotion, your body hormonally change a lot. The cortisol change, your pancreas change different. That's why so many people are stressed, cause the insulin resistance, and then cause you cannot sleep very well, and affect heart. So from Chinese medicine, heart in charge of mind, heart in charge of emotion, actually. So that's, so their research tests the energy field. So around the heart, the energy field is 1,000 times higher than brain energy. So that means they have a stress, emotion change in the brain, the head, is a lot of times because the heart is not functioning very well. So everybody has stress. I have stress. You have stress. Everything but has stress in the whole world. The only difference is how can you make your organs stronger, make your body stronger to handle stress.
So basically what we're dealing with is we have to have ways to get rid of the stress, dissipate the stress.
Yeah.
We have to do it, and it can't be occasionally. It has to be something that we do regularly. And
correct.
I tell people either through meditation or prayer or both, and to allow themselves to be able to calm themselves at one part of the day. You know, one of the best ways, in my opinion, is first thing in the morning, start your day that way, calm yourself. At nighttime, remind yourself of what it is that, you know, we can talk about purpose, but remind yourself of what you love the most, the things that allow you to have that feeling of tranquility, if you will, that warmth that is in your chest. That's love. And we all should lead from our hearts. But twice a day is a good, and we're not talking about a lot of time. We're talking about a couple minutes in either place. You know, years ago, we used to call it hour of power in the morning. You get up, you relax, you do those things. But it's important that we have a way to blunt that. This Wednesday evening, you all have the ability to listen to truly a master and someone who understands things at a level that I'm always, always impressed and blown away by. He has an intuitiveness, an insight into the world, into life that doesn't come easily. And maybe it's just because, you know, it's an old traditional, you know, way of treating from, you know, from Asia, from China. And it's one that we don't grasp as Western, in our Western culture. But here's an opportunity to be able to talk to somebody that really gets it, gets both ends of it, and understands what we do here, but also brings something that's so unique. And we'd like to invite you, join us at the Rizal Center for Healing this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. We'll start 7 p.m. sharp. We're right off the National Capitol Beltway, literally about a half of a mile, not even that. Easy to find. You jump on at 7 o'clock. We'll start. Call us at 703-698-7117 or simply go online and register that way. Go to RoselleCare.com, RoselleCare.com. But we're back in-house now. We're taking all of our continuing education classes in-house, and we'd love to have you with us. We'd love to show off our practice. Please join us. You have the opportunity to truly, truly listen to information that you're not going to get anyplace else from somebody who is, in my opinion, and I've had, you know, as many of you know, I've traveled, you know, throughout the world. I've had the pleasure of teaching in many, many countries. But this man is special. He's exceptional. He has tremendous capacity. We have less than 2 minutes. Tell us what you're going to talk about.
Okay, this weekend I will talk about, you know, this is Wednesday. I will talk about the Chinese medicine, the five elements, the philosophy. Before we get the prevent there, I'll tell you also the relationship between the heart and the brain to the other organs, because the body is not the organ does not work by himself, by itself. It's a really different to get all connected, and also give a lot of tips to bring home and to do at home with your health.
We got at the end of the program. Unfortunately, I could talk to this man forever. Join us this Wednesday evening, and remember that we continue to be here. We continue to be present and bring you the information only for one reason. We love you all. See you next week. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.